Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. Today we're going to talk about changes, how things have changed. We have, and just in my lifetime, and I'm old enough to know that when there was no running water, and we had to go use a pump, and also back in the kerosene lamp days, one room tar paper shacks, I'm old enough to have seen the very, very last end of it and how that has changed. You know, it was a beautiful, beautiful time when I really think about it. You know, people talk about those kind of times, you know, and I don't know if they're being, you know, that, oh, that's how hard life was, because to me it really wasn't. It was a really, really beautiful, pristine times, because of the memories. They were so pristine. By that I mean, you know, it wasn't clouded up with Facebook or, you know, any of these kind of things. And we'll talk about those kind of things in a little bit here. But the times that were pristine were that the memories are so vivid and so clear that, you know, it's like looking down at the bottom of the lake, and I could see to the bottom back in those days, right to the very, very bottom, and I could see the fish coming by. And nowadays, I can't see those. I can barely see a couple of feet down when I put my minnow at the end of my hook into there, you know, as I'm fishing. So it goes down a few feet, and then even a bright shiner, that shiner minnow will disappear. So, you know, times have drastically, drastically changed. We are no longer that kind of person where the inside the kitchen means something even. It meant a lot to the ladies that were in there, because it wasn't that a woman belonged in the kitchen. It was that, and I've said this earlier in our earlier shows, is that that was where we got our first spiritual teachings. The first spiritual teachings were like, the spirits eat first before us. And we got to have those, you know, things like that. And when you have those kind of teachings and those they instill inside of you, you know, and you're able to, when your children come of, you know, get to be that age and those types of things, that means a very, very lot. You know, just today, my daughter called me up, and she was just going off about the things that, you know, she remembers about that kind of stuff, you know, and she's coming into a time of her life right now that it's an awakening for her. And she's trying to do all the things that she remembers, but she still needs that little bit of help. And that made me feel so, so good. So good that my daughter had, you know, picked those things on up, and she's putting those things into her cup of life. Because, and in the next, her next move will be, and once she learns all these things all over again, is that she'll have to turn around and she'll be an elder. And she'll turn around and teach her kids and her grandchildren. And that's the way it should be. Those are the pristine, clear memories and how times have changed. now you get into these days, and I'm watching everybody get into Facebook, you know. I mean, they're driving down the road, texting, they're, you know, answering phone calls. Everywhere they go, you know, people try to talk to them and visit them. Boy, they jump on their phone. Even if the phone didn't ring, they're on their phone, on Facebook or whatever, you know. And this has happened to me also, you know. Where I'll say something and they go, What? So that is not a pristine, clear memory. You know, that is a, what? And it's, you know, and I'll actually, it's not really funny because, you know, you gotta, those things do not fill up your cup. All right, Dad, how do I do this? And I'll be like, I don't know, look on Facebook. That does not fill your cup. What you need is all, in all actuality, is hands-on doing your things. And that's how times have changed, you know. I mean, I'm not saying that everybody does it, you know, but as the kids are growing up, you know, that's what they're learning, is to be on that computer or be on that Facebook or be on that whatever, you know, whatever app they're on, and or whatever game they're playing on Xbox or PlayStation. And when they get older, they won't be paying attention to the things that you're trying to teach them now. And it's a really hard thing to deal with, you know. There are times, though, that I catch my children. Even my children are on that Facebook and stuff a lot, too, you know. But every once in a great while, you know, they'll stop. And then once I start to talk to them about things seriously. And that's a good thing. That's a good time. That's a good time to catch them and say, hey, you know, these are the things that need to be done. But there's that telling them. And there's another one where you show them. I want to be at that point where I'm showing them rather than telling them. And that might take some time because, you know, they have to invest that time also. It's not just about telling them what to do. It's about investing the time and showing them what to do. I know when I hit that drum, you know, everybody in the family, children, men, women, grandmas, they listen. Anyway, okay, all end of the show today. So thanks for tuning on in. We'll catch you again next time. Jimmy Gwitch. Jimmy Gwitch for tuning on in. This is John Lartbear. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.